grab your passports and raise your glasses, because it's time to embark on a spirited journey around the world with Boozed Up Brits Abroad. We're your hosts, Steph
and Sam,
and we're thrilled to welcome you to our podcast. Hi everyone, and welcome back to Boozed Up Brits Abroad. This week we are in Ukraine, and I have a lovely gun-shaped bottle of vodka. But we also have our Canadian friend. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm...
Don't know your own name?
Yeah, I'm... Shit, what's my fucking name again?
Oh, God. We're just going to roll through this.
We can cut it. Or not.
No, I'm Matthew. Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast.
And I'm from Canada. Sorry.
That works.
That was difficult. That was for some reason.
So this week we're doing Ukraine because we saw this bottle in the liquor store and thought that it looked
super fitting.
Really cool. And it's Ukrainian vodka. So, but it is a cork, we think.
We think.
So.
Slava Ukrainia for all those.
Is it a cork? Twist it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're twisting it the wrong way.
No, she's not.
No, she. Are you not?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Righty tighty, lefty loosey, mate.
I was trying to get it in first. I mean, it's going into something. So.
That's what she said.
Do you want me to hold the gun?
It looks like it should go in there.
Yep, I'm in there.
Oh, it is a cork.
You overdid that screwing.
I didn't know that it was only going to be many. That's really cute.
Oh, so we can close it.
Well, no, it's got a hole in it now.
No, because cork compresses.
Yeah. So you can untwist it and you'll be able to put it back in.
How are you supposed to?
Does
like,
it smell yucky?
Stand it up.
It smells
like it. It smells like the bottle.
Like, well, it's ceramic, isn't it?
Ow.
Bring yourself with a nose.
Okay, so, standard shot to begin with. So
literally.
Ukrainian shot. Standard. Oh. I was like, we're not in Russia.
Oh. Oh. Where are these from?
The bar.
Well, yep, got that.
I think Luke and Izzy gave them. Would
do you like sorry, let me.
I don't know how you pour out of that thing.
This is just going to end badly.
I feel like this is going to make a mess. Oh.
This will be the most awkward thing I've ever seen in my life.
I feel like we should have like stood up and done shots out of the... Oh. Just straight out of the...
Straight out of the gun?
Yeah.
It's not too late.
Well, maybe that's how we end.
It's about to be too late.
I feel like this is going to be rated a pretty bad fucking shot.
Oh, that smells like,
It smells like fucking acetone.
It does smell like acetone.
It smells like paint thinner.
Yeah, literally just straight fucking paint. Oh. Yuck.
What brand is this?
What?
AK-47?
AK-47?
So, I can't read.
I guess, yeah, it's in Cyrillic.
Yeah.
Cheers.
What was it?
Ura.
Ooh. Oh. That's not actually that bad.
I spilled half it down my face.
She must have known.
That's actually not that bad.
Mm. Oh, dear God. That's awful.
Really? You have God in your pocket?
Siri with her chime in.
Siri, and all she got from me was, I don't my face. Okay.
I didn't mind that. It's got a bit of a burn at the end there, I can feel that.
Yeah, burn me.
That's quite nice.
Okay, well.
Compared to, what's that other shit? What's that fucking 42 below, or whatever the fuck it is, that horrible kiwi vodka?
Oh yeah, I don't like 42
below. That, ugh.
Oh, I don't mind the flavoured ones, but...
Yeah, they got some real weird ones, though, like you can get Feijoa.
Mm, it's
just like soap.
I don't like Feijoa.
I like the Feijoa.
Yeah, because the Feijoa is a quote-unquote New Zealand fruit, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's... every time I've had the lollies and every time I've had an actual Fiji, it just tastes like that cheap syrup. Like, they taste like syrup lollies.
Why are you eating the soap?
Yeah. You were clearly not as bad a child as I was.
I was just going to say, yeah.
My mum will back me up on that.
We don't eat the soap intentionally. The soap gets fed to us against our will.
Wash your mouth out with soap.
Oh, right. I was like...
No, me and Matt were the only two kids on the planet that got fed soap.
Yeah, we were. It wasn't a matter of poor. It was a matter of a.
Wow.
So what do we have? What do we drink this with?
So when I was doing my research, Ukrainians just drink vodka.
Straight. No, oh, bastards.
Or mix with anything to your preference. So.
Oh.
Don't
tip it down.
I wasn't going.
He's just like, that is something I would do. I'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, we're making a mess.
So I brought over orange juice and soda water.
It's pretty clever.
Do you want?
I will probably have all the above.
Orange juice and soda.
And soda, I was just going to say.
You won't like that.
Seriously?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, I might do it. No, I'll probably just have orange juice, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not really a soda water guy.
Nah.
It's not really my thing.
The only thing worse than soda water is tonic water.
Nah, there's some nice tonic waters.
With gin?
Yeah.
Oh, that's. I think that's the worst.
Yeah, you see, I don't mind that, but it's not the best. That's that fancy one in the glass bowls. That Fever Tree.
Oh, Fever Tree, yeah. I was like, what, gin? Most gins come in glass bottles.
Nah, I found that one the other day that comes in a...
Oh, in the oil can?
Yeah, it looks like a can of oil.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but we've already done gin.
Yeah,
we've already done New Zealand, and it was New Zealand gin.
Yeah, it was. I can hear someone snoring.
Yeah. yeah, so if we pour into
gin. Oh, I guess I had the vodka.
Well, you've got the gum. It's such an awkward bottle. It looks cool, but it's awkward to pour out of, isn't it? That's alright. I don't want to fall asleep on camera again.
Yeah, we've still got another one to film tonight. So.
Oh, sorry.
Why do I feel like there's fuck all left? Oh, yeah.
It's just the shape, because these are hollow, too.
Yeah. But it's only 700 mil. I suppose the other bottles are always rounder, aren't they? Whereas it doesn't.
Yeah. It's a pretty flat bottle.
I just assumed you wanted orange. You want orange.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't do this with a real gun.
Stare down.
Especially with your finger on the trigger.
Yeah.
Safety's on, guys. Don't worry about it.
But if you sniff it, you can't smell the acetone.
No, you can only smell the...
The bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever painted it could have painted it a little bit better. Fuck, didn't even stain the lines. Look at that side!
Hey, they got a lot going on over there. You know, I think the last thing they're worried about is how they paint their bottles.
Imagine if you're like, oh, we just got this AK... I think this is a 74, not a 47. Is it AK-74's the short stock version?
74U.
74U? Yeah.
I play with guns.
But can you imagine, like, oh, we just bought a bottle of vodka out of Ukraine.
Aiden from nowhere to be seen, I play with guns.
It is cool, I've seen...
Ah, thank you.
Because I've seen the other ones that are, like, you get the pistols, like the flintlock pistols. Thank you, though. Aiden just had a brain fart.
Water pistols, we put the vodka in the water pistols and...
And shoot each other in the eyes and blind each other.
No,
into your mouth.
Yeah, have you guys never done the...
Because you guys are a good shot.
Close range.
Yeah, close. His faith is not high.
No.
Ura.
Ura.
Well, I don't know, I wanted to say Urkel for some reason. Ura.
Who's
almost
Urkel?
Sounds Asian. Urkel, it's a sea creature, isn't it? Sea... No, what am I fucking thinking
That's
of?
An urchin.
Urchin,
yeah. Urkel, isn't it... did I do that? Or is that...
Oh, is that one? Did I do that?
Or is that a different show? And I'm just...
I can't fact check it, but...
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah. We'll fact check in post.
See, that's just orange juice.
Well, you're holding even, the gun. You can put more in.
No, I mean, like, it just, even with what's in it, it just tastes, all you can taste is the orange juice.
Yeah, now I've got soda water in it. This is delicious.
Yeah. It's just soda water. With a tint of vodka.
Vodka's one of those alcohols, though, that's pretty simple, and it
goes with anything.
Yeah. It maintains most of the flavor. Yeah.
What is it? What's a Black Russian? That's
Kahlua vodka is a Black Russian.
Yeah. But yeah. There's a, what's the other one? Because you have
The White Russian?
Vodka and Coke?
No, that's a Paralyzer. Because a White Russian is Kahlua vodka and milk, and then a Paralyzer is Kahlua vodka Coke topped with milk.
Oh.
Floated on top, and then you stir it in. And they're really
what's
good.
What's the point in floating it if you're going to stir it in?
Yeah,
well, because when you when you present a drink, though, you want it to have a certain, you know, people.
You're like, hey, look, that looks cool. And then it's just like, ah, fuck you, ruined it. Have a good drink, you fucker.
Well, people like playing with their food, so why not play with their alcohol?
Nah, Steph don't play with her food. Their food, when she has dinner, all of their food has to be separate.
It doesn't touch.
Oh, are you one of those people?
Yeah
she's one of those people.
No. Sorry, I didn't mean that.
And I don't put multiple foods on the fork.
Nah.
So mum will, when she's having dinner, she'll like get a little bit of everything on the fork and then eat it. And I'm like, you heathen.
So what do you? So you don't like bowls? What about like stir?
That's such a good point.
Or like stir fries.
I do, but I pick out the food.
So I like bowls, but I eat everything individually. Separately. No.
Yeah, she's always done it. It's weird.
What you could hear with the accent was, you don't like bowls?
Bowls.
Bowls. You know, like a happy bowl where they got like rice and veggies or a poke bowl.
We had this conversation about kiwis before, me and Matt. And we were like, a girl asked me about if she could have a pin. And I was like, why would I have a pin?
As long as she didn't ask to sit on your deck.
No. She asked for a pen. But because they said pin, I was like, "Why would I have why would I have pins at work?"
It took me a long time to accept that I am stiff here.
Stiff. And my real name's Sun.
Yeah, I met a girl. Her name was Tis, but I'm like Tess. You know, they pronounce their E's as I's. Yeah. You know,
you fucking weirdos.
Aiden's
Can I get ten of those?
You're the foreigner in this room. You're the foreigner.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm gonna start Eden.
I'm a leprechaun.
Well, there's that Flight of the Conchords episode where they go over the dead guy. They're like, oh, I think he's dead. Oh, what did he do? No, I think he's dead. He may be dead. What did he maybe do or not do?
You know? I think he did it.
Yeah, right? Because he did.
Yeah. That's so bad.
That reminds me of, what are you thinking about?
Oh, this is a German Coast Guard. We're sinking. What are you thinking about? It's so fucking good. Gets me every fucking time.
So anyway, Ukraine.
Yeah, anyways, back to where we were.
So, drinking in Ukraine dates back to... I was going to say the medieval period. Actually, before the medieval period. Ancient times is what I've written.
Ancient times? Like...
Oh, like so this is the word I was looking up how to pronounce, and now since we've talked, I can't remember how you pronounce it. Does anyone remember what I said before?
Suvri or something? Suvri?
Oh, this is the word that I asked what it meant, and you said later.
Scythians. So the Scythians were an ancient nomadic people who inhabited the region, and they around the 5th century
what
BC.
Happened? They fucked up.
Well, they were already producing and consuming alcoholic beverages around the 5th century BC, before Christ.
That'd be the oldest one we've had yet.
500 years before Jeebus. Our current...
Before he turned water into wine.
So 2,500 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking ages.
Ancient times.
Yeah.
So this vodka is 205,000 years
no,
old.
No, I don't think they hadn't learned how to distill
it. It's been in the piss shop for 2,500 years.
They were fermenting shit back then, but it probably was hit or miss whether it killed you or not.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, if it's like super fucking up there.
They didn't have distilling till...
You're like, yeah, try this. Nope, too strong. Next.
So they didn't have distilling until the medieval times, so...
Fuck. Yeah. It's such, I like, so the other day I saw some of that bioluminescence water up in the Bay of Islands.
Yeah.
And I always like doing this. I like thinking about what it would be like to be the first to experience or how it was first created. You know, how people came about fermenting and distilling and how like, you know, that kind of stuff. That... So it's just like, you look at the glowing water and you, if you've never knew it existed, like,
you'd be like,
that's fucking magic, you know?
Yeah.
It's like that question that always annoys me, and it's like, who discovered that cows produce milk, and what the fuck were they doing there?
Probably, isn't it quite a natural thing for, like, babies to suckle their mums, and so animals, they do it out, like, in nature, animals aren't put on their mum's breast.
So do you reckon, so do you reckon Adam and Steve at the beginning of time were like... I'm just going to suck on that and see what comes out.
Well, they probably realised that, like, calves were doing it and then thought...
And people were like...
turning into turkeys?
I mean, maybe...
I've seen some shit.
I'm sure, like, I reckon bestiality being a wrong thing has only been around in, like, the past 500 years.
Oh, not in New Zealand.
There's a joke about that, isn't there? It's like, what do? You push them up to the edge of a cliff or something, so they push back. Like, you push the sheep to the edge of a cliff, so they push back.
Yeah. I heard another bad one between New Zealand and Australians. And there's a New Zealand guy and an Australian in the car. And they're driving down this dirt road. And then the New Zealander steps on the brakes. Car screeches to a stop, and it's all dusty. And as the dust settles, the New Zealander looks out and there's a sheep with its head stuck in a fence. And he's like, oh, it's go time. And he puts the car in park and he runs out and he starts railing the sheep. And then he finishes, he comes back in the car, he looks at the Australian and he's like, hey, it's your turn. The Australian says, all right. And he goes, he puts his head in the fence, he looks back at the car and says, I'm ready, chief.
That's not the one I thought it was.
There's
a real similar one. He's like, and the Aussie guy turns to him and goes, bro, you Kiwis are fucked up, eh? And he goes, yeah, but you're the ones that eat all of our meat. So once they've done it all and done the deed, they chop the sheep up and he goes and has a lamb burger or a lamb chop and he's like, yeah, you're welcome.
I knew there was a reason why I didn't like lamb.
But back to the Scythites, the Scythites.
Yeah, back to
the Scythians.
The Scythians. Scythians. Scythians.
Well, yeah. I was just saying that in the Ukraine, it dates back to that long ago when they first started drinking. So no wonder Ukraine is quite
That was a bit much. Sorry.
Would you like some more juice?
I may do.
Do you want to sip it before you?
You know, and Ukraine's going through a lot right now.
Right now, yeah.
No, it's good.
Would you like some juice?
It's good. Spicy.
We don't want you falling asleep.
I ain't going to fall asleep. I've slept all day.
I know, but you also...
Fucking great.
All day and night because you got home at 8 p.m. Bye.
Bye, Matt. I'll see you later. I'll help you
Oh, your phone
broke.
Oh, my camera broke.
Yeah, I probably have a little bit more orange juice. It's pretty bad.
So, Sam went out for a leaving...
Aiden's blown away by his gimbal.
Sam went out for leaving drinks yesterday. But Aiden was also out. Were you out? Nat's leaving drinks?
Yes.
Yeah
right?
So Sam,
and when Aiden was there, I was 2 beers deep and I was sober as fuck.
So Sam came home last night at 8 p.m. Couldn't walk himself through the front door. Was that drunk?
It was pretty bad. Like, if you get the
off of 2 beers.
No. Lies. I'd show you, but I think I might out myself for being too mean. As I pulled him through the door.
You can just silence it.
Yeah. No, I'd rather you didn't, because that's quite embarrassing.
On Patreon.
Yeah, this could be...
For $5 a month, you can see how drunk we get.
Yeah, you can see us coming through our front door when we're pissed.
It was pretty bad. I honestly reckon someone put something in one of my drinks, because there's no way I went from stone cold sober to that fucked up in 3 hours.
So the reason we didn't film Ukraine last week like we were supposed to is because we got too drunk the night before.
Where did we go?
From the two nights before that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got hammered, didn't you?
Seems to be a common occurrence.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, you see me going out two times. Oh, I'm gonna turn that down.
There's a reason it's a drinking podcast.
Oh, yeah, 100%. There's nothing wrong with that.
Let me have a look.
And for those of you watching at home, just imagine.
Oh, dude, you're gone.
So bad.
Let me have a look. There's no way I got that drunk in that short space of time.
I've muted it because I think I was being mean. Actually, no, I wasn't mean at that point. I was mean when you got, like, further in and weren't talking to me.
I'm, like, not, like, I'm a zombie. There's nothing there.
Nothing. Dude, yeah, even in your eyes.
There's no way that was just booze.
And you, he rang me in the Uber on the way home. So it takes, what, like, 10, 15 minutes max? To get here from the golf
and
club.
I was fine.
I mean, you were drunk, but you weren't.
I wasn't that.
No way.
It was literally from the roundabout to the front door. It hit me, and I was just like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
There's no way that's just booze.
And then, he went to bed, and then I came to bed at 11, and he woke up, and he was like, "Hiya."
Yeah, I was fine.
Absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Just plug it.
Because someone's been watching videos all day.
Where's the plug? I've got a cable, actually. I've got a long cable that you can plug in.
Yeah.
There's no way that's just booze. I'm sorry. I can get pretty fucked up, but it normally takes me like a whole fucking 24 hours.
I don't know. I wasn't with you, so I don't know how much you drank. I assumed that you'd been drinking like all afternoon.
I've been awake all day.
What? All day for you is 2 hours.
I was up late till 3:30.
I was thinking 4 was early.
Well, it was Saturday.
And what time did you start?
11.
If I look at the camera, what time you left?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, because you rang me when I was at the Women's Expo.
Yeah, it was like, there's no way that was just booze. Okay, I'm going to stick by that. Looking at that, I was a fucking zombie.
You were. So I'm surprised you're doing this well, actually.
I felt fine all day. I've just been laid in bed. Matt turned up, I had a beer.
Pretty good.
Chilled out. Watched some
The Canadians here. Everybody feels better when there's a Canadian.
You motherfuckers are the happiest fuckers on the planet. I fucking love it. If I could be reborn again, I'd be reborn as a Canadian.
I
100%. I don't think I'd fit in very well, but...
No, but I think being a foreigner in Canada is better because we're not used to it. So
good point.
Go and we're like, oh my God, you're so nice. Yeah. Whereas if we were brought up like with everyone being nice, it'd just be normal, right?
We've gone fully off task here.
But everybody's not.
You guys are cunts. Yeah.
Now, Canada's pretty, you know...
Have you ever been to England?
Okay, no, I can't. I've been to the airport. Does that count?
Nope.
No.
Because they have to be nice to you. They're getting paid
also,
to be nice.
I have seen some videos of some Canadians, and I'm like, oh, how could you be Canadian?
Yeah, I wonder about Justin Trudeau myself, too. I've seen videos of him.
you did give us Ryan Reynolds and Shania Twain.
Yeah, I will. Yes, yes. There are some good things that come out of Canada. Me especially.
I mean, yeah. I tattooed you, and then all of a sudden you're sleeping at my house. We're getting drunk, playing darts, and fucking yeah.
That was a turn of events.
Yeah.
And now here we are.
And now you're back again.
Yeah.
Can't stay away.
We've gone fully off topic.
We have. Shall I bring us back to Ukraine?
Please.
Yeah. Anyways, Ukraine. Yeah. Are we doing Canada next?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's shut the fuck up.
Okay. So in the Cossack era, so you know Cossack.
Cossy bobs.
You know what Cossack dancing is?
Yeah, the funny
where they,
doop, doop, doop,
where they get like real low and then
yeah, they do the leg kicking.
Cossack dancing.
Is that what it?
Yeah,
I didn't know that's what it was called though. Because we have Kosovans. That's
I was just calling it can-can.
No, Cossacks.
Can you do the can-can?
That's a complete French. Different dance.
Isn't that that's where they kick their legs out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's French. Like, so they're stood up and doing the like.
Yes.
And they're all in a line.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
No,
oh, this right. is the one where they're like arms crossed and they're squatting down.
Yeah.
Real low. Yeah.
Have you ever tried to do it?
Dude, I can't even do a pistol squat yet alone.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be on my ass. Like.
I'd just sit there and flail my legs.
As soon as I try and flick one leg out.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, but so they're Cossacks.
Okay.
So, and that's the Cossack band. But anyway, 16th and 17th century, the Cossacks were in the Ukraine. And then they had a strong drinking culture over winter.
It's funny that every country we do seems to evolve into a really strong drinking culture.
It's a special ritual called Koliada, which I'm potentially not saying right.
That sounds dodgy as fuck.
But yeah, they would drink and celebrate during the winter holidays. But yeah, drinking was a central role to their.
That sounds like they're going to sacrifice a few bodies and have a drink.
I don't know.
How you just said that.
Oh, because I said ritual.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. I was just like, well, that's where did we go?
I was like, you saying.
Yes. That? Yeah, ritual for sure. I understand that.
No, it's
yes.
just a drinking ritual.
Yeah, like.
Like drinking over dead bodies. No.
Wax.
Yeah.
Out of it.
And then we're on to the Russian Empire.
Well, I mean, that's a touchy subject, isn't it, really? I mean, who's really to blame?
And they regulated the alcohol.
Russia did?
Yeah, because they're communists.
Eh? Yeah, but they drink fucking shitloads.
Yeah, but they're communists. Wankers. So
they regulate everything.
Yeah. And high taxes and stuff like that. So there was a lot in the 18th and 19th century, there was a lot of moonshine being made. And,
yeah, boy. Yeah. I've only ever... Oh, we used to work with a Russian fella, actually. He was quite scary. Good guy, but it just seems like he's shouting at you or about to stab you at any moment, when really he's just like, can you pass the coffee? But it sounds like how he says it. He's like, pass me the coffee. And you're like...
Oh, I think the reason why I liked this so much was that all my vodka was at the bottom.
And now you're like,
it just
so
suddenly
good.
Got really strong.
This is not so good. I quite like the orange juice in this.
Makes a good touch. One of my favorite cocktails is a Harvey Wallbanger, which is vodka, orange juice, and Galliano.
Yeah, I like Galliano.
You like the black with Galliano, the licorice one.
Yeah,
even the vanilla one is nice because it's a liqueur, but it's still 40%.
Yeah, it's strong.
I like the black one the best. I could just drink that.
That's what you have as shots there. Mm.
Once you go black, you never go back.
In this case, that is true.
Well, Steve, once you go black, you need a wheelchair. You heard that one?
No.
Yep. You're welcome.
Oh my goodness. That video you sent earlier of those two guys.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a black guy reacting to two black guys, but these two black guys are...
Bolak. Like soot.
Like...
Bro, straight up. Like, you've never seen anyone as black as these fellas. I was wow.
This black guy is reacting to them and is like, holy shit.
It was like...
You guys are black.
He was saying heaps of shit like, these guys need to put Mickey Mouse gloves on just so they can high five each other and shit. I was like,
oh, man.
Wow.
But I don't think I've ever seen anyone that dark.
I'm not racist, but I couldn't even see
his... Don't ever start a sentence, I'm not racist, but...
Yeah, you couldn't even see his facial features.
That basically paints that picture.
It's like, no offence, but fuck you.
But what you were about to say probably wasn't even racist.
No,
it
wasn't.
You didn't need to even clarify it with that.
I'm a bald Englishman with tattoos all over my head and face.
Yeah, what's the triangle mean?
Illuminati.
It's a really little triangle.
No, it's a pepperoni pizza. It's got a dot in the middle of it. It's a pizza slice.
I got a buddy who once, we were going for tattoos, and he got a big pizza slice on his calf.
Nice.
He didn't put it on his face.
No, I tattooed a girl with a pizza slice on her arm. Alice.
Oh,
and it
Alice.
Says, bug slice.
Bugs.
And she didn't know that I was doing it. Even though she asked me to do it, and I was like, yeah, so I wrote it, and she goes, you didn't act. Oh my God. And I was like, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. But it's funny as fuck. Quite enjoyed it. Back to Ukraine.
Sorry, I'm just being shaken here by gin rocking the entire.
It sounded like a clock.
Like a really fast clock.
Yeah, it was. The seconds were.
That's how the world's going right now. Don't get me started. I'll put my tinfoil hat on. I'll do it.
No.
He has one.
Yeah.
I was here when he made it.
Right, so then it basically just got even more tight when the Soviet Union were in control.
Like, you ain't drinking shit.
And there was lots of illegal production and consumption of alcohol, but...
You would, wouldn't you? Like, if you tell someone they can't do something, you're like, fuck you, I'm going to go do it. Yeah. Or you do it even more. Mm. That's what I do anyway.
Yeah. But since they gained independence, there's been a lot of...
War?
Brewing of alcohol.
Ah, right. Yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah, what we're here to talk about.
True. True.
Yeah. I'm not concerned about the war on this podcast.
Nah.
Because that takes up a whole new podcast, I think.
That's a whole conversation.
Yeah. But you were saying before that you are of some Ukrainian...
Yeah, so on my dad's side, I'm half Polish and half Ukrainian.
How the fuck does that work? How are you half Polish, half Ukrainian, and half Canadian?
Well, I'm not half Canadian. So my dad's side is Polish Ukrainian, and my mom's side is, you know, the Heinz 57 of Europe, you know, Irish, Scottish, English.
Oh, yeah.
French.
Bit of everything.
Yeah, you know.
Bits are missing.
But, so I'm I'm Canadian, because my parents were both born in Canada, but my ancestry comes from Ukraine and Poland. Yeah, and they both migrated to Saskatchewan, of all places.
Such a good name.
What is the movie where the guy is like this total beefcake? Is it like Grown-Ups or something?
Nah, they go to the retreat, don't they? And he gets out of the water and he's like, hey ladies! He's like, hey ladies!
Yeah.
And everyone cramps up. You understood what she said, because I was like, he's a total beef. I'm like, Johnny Bravo?
No, he like comes walking out of the water and he's got like a huge cock and fucking like, and all the ladies are like, oh my God. And he's like, hey ladies.
Oh, with like a Canadian accent.
Yeah, but it's like real high pitch.
Yeah.
It's like from,
Saskatchewan.
Yeah, Saskatchewan.
I know that. What is that movie?
It's like The Getaway or something, like The Retreat.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Grown Ups. When the girls go to the water park.
Oh, yeah, it might be.
Or Grown Ups too.
It's fucking funny. And then all the girls crack up loud, like, hey, ladies. It's fucking brilliant.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. It's got to be Grown Ups.
How do you spell Saskatchewan?
S-A-S-K.
Saskatoon is where he's from. But that's in Saskatchewan. Yeah.
Saskatoon is in Saskatchewan.
Oh,
tell me. Is it Grown Ups?
Yeah.
Oh, we skipped to the end. He's got that strong growl. This is good now. Whatever you do, don't fart.
Hey, what's up, ladies?
If it's got to do
I feel like we're trailing too much. Yeah, we're doing all the time.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. We'll have plenty of time to talk about Canada.
Yeah, but that was gold.
100%. Yeah.
What's up, lady?
I'm from Saskatchewan. We don't say Saskatchewan. At least I don't say Saskatchewan.
How do you say them?
Saskatoon.
Oh, Saskatoon.
Or Saskatchewan. And I guess if you're saying you're from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
You literally just said, we've got enough time to talk about Canada. And then you both jumped straight back to Canada.
So, Ukraine.
So, anyways, back to Ukraine.
I'm kind of...
But yeah, so I believe it was my great-grandparents came over from Poland and Ukraine, and they got some farmland in Momart, Saskatchewan, in the middle of nowhere. And then I remember we did a family trip, and my dad showed us all the places like where my family's from and all these little small towns in nowhere, Saskatchewan. And yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're a little bit Polish and a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. A lot weird.
Yeah, I'm a lot weird.
I think all the good people are, you know?
Yeah. Weird's not a bad thing.
Nah.
I remember, like, growing up, I always thought being weird was, like, yeah. Oh my god, I'm so weird.
Weird's
like,
cool.
So bad.
Yeah, it's when someone says you're normal, that's the worst.
Yeah, or creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy weird is bad.
Oh, yeah, no, you never want to be creepy weird. No. But most people that are weird aren't creepy.
They're just, yeah, eccentric about life. Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to scratch off Ukraine.
Oh, dude, Ukraine's a small one, I don't mind that.
Oh, so you're going to scratch that one?
Oh, you guys already did Poland, hey?
Yeah. So we did Belvedere Vodka for...
Yeah. I was just in Poland earlier this year. For my first
time. I thought you were going to say earlier today. Like, wow, you travel fast.
Yeah.
The speed of light.
We're going to have to do another shot, I'm afraid.
Of this?
Mm. Yeah.
That's how we end.
Start
gosh. All right.
Yeah. It's not nice.
It's going to be one of those nights.
I'll pour it over my face.
What? It's Ura, right?
Ura.
Oh.
You know what sucks? That's my glass.
Ah, here you go. I'm making a mess. I'm really
it's
sorry.
It's all right. Vodka cleans.
Yeah, true.
And doesn't leave like a sticky mess or anything.
This bottle.
You're
just...
so good at this.
It's hard to
put it over there.
It's hard to think I was a professional. Yeah, but I gotta set it down. There we go. I'm used to.
Oh god, here we go. It's happening again.
Yeah, don't laugh while you're doing it.
Why are you turning it?
So that
it's
all
not going to fucking help.
So all the alcohol doesn't have a bubble in it.
It's not the dust
like
boot.
Oh, it kind of is. Look at that. Look at that shape.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
It's a dust gun.
Do you hear the grumbling?
Ooh. Oh, so you get stress right, but you fuck up everyone else.
Well, because I learned.
That's good ASMR, though. Of the...
You, like, I've never met anyone as sexy as you, producer Aiden.
I thought it was Eden.
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 All right.
Ura, everybody.
Ura. You don't clink unless you got. No, never want. But...
That was me laughing into this. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was bad. That one seemed way worse than the first one.
I prefer with the orange juice, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but it wasn't bad.
Oh, God, that's like paint thinner.
Why have you been drinking paint thinner?
Do you know they actually do that, eh? They put it through, sift it through a loaf of bread. And then they get so fucked up on it, they end up eating the bread and dying. It's an actual thing.
Oh, yeah.
Who is they?
Homeless
I didn't want to say it.
Oh.
Yeah, and homeless and people like and shit addicts. And like...
Yes, yeah, okay.
So they sift it from a loaf of bread, and then because they're so fucked up and high on all the fucking shit they've just drank, because the bread sieves out all the fucking bad chemicals and shit, and then they eat the bread and die. It's fucked up. It's been a thing for years.
Huh.
Zombies like that one last night that come in here.
Oh, you gotta watch out for them.
So, thanks everyone for listening in this week or watching, depending on.
We didn't rim.
Oh, shit. I need to pee.
You just swore. I think that's the first time you've sworn.
No, I've definitely sworn before.
Fuck, no, it is not. Yeah.
Every fucking second word. I am going with the shot. It's just going to be a 5. It's not super shit. It's not good.
5? Oh, no, it's a 2 for me if it's a shot. I would much rather shot Finlandia vodka.
Okay, so, sorry. I don't mean to... What's the scale? Are we going 10. Out of 1 10. Out of 11? 10. 10, sorry.
Why the fuck is it 11?
Oh, you know, we'll get there on the Canada channel.
That's for next week.
You've rated 5 and a 2?
Mm. Yeah, just as a shot, I'd go a 5, like middle ground, like if I was out having a drink.
Yeah, a 5 is a... Five is
if
fine.
I was out having a drink and someone put that in front of me and I go, bang, it's not shit, but it's not great.
Yeah, 5
middle
five
ground,
is a good
5?
Middle ground, yeah.
Okay. With orange juice, it's a fucking 7.
With soda water, it was a fabulous drink.
Yeah, if you have a couple more, I mean, it's an easy... It's a soft, hard yep. 7, soft 9.
Yeah, you're... If you have a few of those shots on a night out and fucking 5 or 6 of these, you're fucked. You're having a good night.
Yeah.
100%.
Like you did last night?
Oh, I don't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah, we won't talk about it.
Anymore.
That's like the first time...
or any less.
Like I actually felt embarrassed when I woke up in bed last night with you. I was like, what the fuck just happened? Because I felt fine.
I must have been really drunk because I don't remember waking up in bed with you. Oh, you were talking to Steph. So that was my bad.
Booty calls never been so horrible. But anyways, that is it for this week. And we will see you next Tuesday.
For Canada. That's a wrap on today's journey with Boozed Up Brits Abroad. But hey, the adventure never truly ends. Remember, the fun continues on all your favourite platforms. Connect with us on YouTube, Facebook and Instagram. And share your thoughts and let us know what you've been sipping on while you listen. And if you've got suggestions for future destinations, we're all ears.
As always, see you next year.